Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, just one of many people wanting to wish Sid happy birthday here on his actual 100th birthday. We go next to a frequent guest who at times was a bit of a mystery to Sid because I would introduce him in a particular way, and he was so knowledgeable about hockey, it made a lot of sense. And Tim and Egan has been good enough to rejoin us right now in that role. Governor Pelini, we had fun with that. I hope that you had fun with those days.
I always had fun with that, and it's great to be part of the Sid-tennial. And, Dave, I'm so glad you guys are doing this. And he is a Minnesota treasure and a Minnesota icon, and we all want to wish him a very, very happy centennial birthday.
Well, what's your first recollection of him, Governor? Was it as a kid growing up reading his column, or what do you remember?
Well, I know he was a legend when I was a young kid, and I would start reading his column and hearing about this Sid Hartman, and that was certainly my first impression. But, Maxie, I'll tell you, I had some great memories. I'll give you just two. One is, you know, sometimes you might think about what would it be like to hang out with Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, maybe back in the Rat Pack days. Well, the Minnesota version of that was hanging out with Sid at Vecchio's. Or St. Louis Park. Because he, when you went there, it was like being there with the Godfather.
They
treated him like he was the monarch of Dinkytown or the monarch of, you know, St. Louis Park or whatever, where it was. It was incredible. It was electric being with Sid in that environment. And the second thing is people should never underestimate how large of a role he played in driving the energy and the discussion for new stadiums in Minnesota. And when I was governor, of course, we got the Twin Stadium done and the Gopher Stadium done. And Sid was such a huge part of that. And sometimes we'd banter and sometimes we'd agree and sometimes we'd disagree. But I love working with him. And he was a really, in addition to being a journalist, he made a huge civic contribution by driving forward that discussion.
Can I add one more thing to that, Governor? You and I and Sid had a discussion once. This will jog your memory. And you gave us a lot of good information at that time about a stadium and what needed to be done and ownership and just off the record stuff that so we knew where the thing was going. And you told me later what you learned that day was Sid has different rules. Off the record to him means it'll be in the headlines the next day in the paper. Remember that?
I wasn't going to bring that up, Maxie. But you brought it up.
So I did bring it up because I'll never forget. Because I didn't report any of it. And then I go, and you said, no, that wasn't the way it was meant.
I thought of that. But I thought, you know, on his birthday, I'm not going to bring that up. But after my radio show, I used to have one, you know, TCO there when I was governor on Friday morning. Just Sid and I went into an empty studio, and I think you were there. We had a sidebar off the record on what was going on, I think, with the Viking Stadium.
Yeah.
And I told him some stuff off the record, and the next day it was in his column. He disputed that it was off the record, but it was fun. It was all in good fun now as I look back on it.
Governor, we appreciate so much you joining us on this morning. We had an announcement by governor of a school closing, so I guess it's fitting that we have a past governor on. You know, we were never able to get your Murray certificate because you're in office, and we're going to keep that record intact today.
Dang you guys. All right.
Thank you, Governor.
All right. Have a great day. Happy birthday, Sid.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Governor Tim Pawlenty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.